Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. It is Azure Friday. We're here with Josh Kaplan to talk about an exciting new feature inside of Power BI. It's Power BI Embedded. This is like a service. It's a real live service in Azure.
Yeah, this is going to be a brand new service in Azure. Since we've released Power BI, people have been asking me, how do we get Power BI data experiences, reports into our application so that our users can come in and actually see it? So this is the first glimpse of the preview we released at Build of Power BI in someone else's application.
Okay, so
Power BI Embedded.
Where is the app and where does Power BI kind of end and the app begin?
The app is all around it. So this is the app, the navigation for the app. This is the application's user. This is not a Power BI user. They've signed up to use this application. And here in the middle is a fully interactive Power BI report.
Okay. So this
slice
person,
and dice. And
oh,
everything
it's live,
I've done,
too.
This is live. Everything I've done, everything I can do in Power BI, I can do right here. And it's actually, it's live. It's firing queries directly against a SQL Azure database and pulling the results back and displaying them right here.
And click on the user again, because I think it's important to make that point. This is not a user with Azure access. This is not a Power BI user.
It's not a Power BI user. They never went out and purchased a Power BI license. You know, they may never have ever used Power BI, but they can come in here and they can see the experiences and use them directly without having to go buy anything else. They just sign up for my application like they would. Like they would if I was using Power BI or not.
Okay, so then is this for the a developer of this app? So you know, I'm an ASP.NET developer, I'm a Node developer, and I want to integrate Power BI into my app's navigation.
Yep. If you have if you're building applications and they have visuals in there, they have reports in there, you can go build that stuff yourself, or you can go out and find other things that are out there. But if you want to use the full Power BI visualization stack, the full Power BI data stack. Power BI Embedded allows you just to pull those pieces into your app pretty seamlessly.
Okay. What's that code look like?
So to actually embed this report into this page here, I have a div, and I literally just two lines of code. I have an access token that I bring into the page, and then I just call this one line here to actually render the report itself.
Okay, so then the report is being passed in as a model from the controller, and then you're just going to, in this case, kind of inject it into that div, and it just lives in my app.
It just lives in your app. Yep.
And do I have to worry about styling it a certain way? How do I make sure it looks nice?
Well, so to actually make the reports themselves, we wanted you to have to be able to use all the power of Power BI to actually create this content. We have the Power BI desktop.
Okay.
You know, it's a free download on powerbi.com, and you can actually come in here and you have a full modeling experience for report creation.
Okay.
So I can come in here and start creating the report we just saw. I can look at that report was actually showing airline data, so I can look at, let's say, the number of trips.
Okay.
And I can look at that by different carriers.
It's a really good looking app. It's like an office app.
Yeah, this is a free download.
Really?
You just go to powerbi.com and click download.
Okay.
So you know, it gives me one chart. I can add a second chart just in here. Let's look at the. Maybe we'll put a map control in. Map control here. So I can just click on map.
Okay.
I can pull in city. I can pull in. Pull in city.
Map disappeared.
Map did disappear. There we go. I can pull in city.
Oh wow.
It'll give me the map control. And let's say I want to put in. Let's say cost per mile.
Okay.
And I'll put that in as my values. Now you notice when I was showing the report in my application that when I selected something, other visuals started to filter down. That's called cross highlighting. It's a pretty powerful tool, and I get that for free here. So when I click on any of these bars here, it automatically filters the map down. To the relevant data within that.
Knows the right thing to do. Because I want to like back up because my mind, Power BI always makes my brain explode. You drag this over, you've got the data in SQL Azure, this got a nice bar chart. I get that. I've done Excel, so I'm with you there. Then you drag a map over, and then somehow it knows.
Yeah.
And that's where the brain explodes. That's amazing.
Yeah, behind the scenes, there's actually a data model here that powers this, and it knows how every slice of data is related to each other. So when I click on something here, it knows what data makes that up and how to plot that on the other visuals. And I have n number of visuals on here that all do the same thing.
Right, so it's more than just the data, it's the relationships.
Yep.
So I make this like this, and I save it as a Power BI.
Save it as a Power BI, we call it desktop file. And then we have APIs that will allow you to programmatically put this up and provision it into your Power BI workspace. And if we look at the conceptual model for Power BI Embedded.
Let's make that bigger.
Yep. So Power BI embedded is an Azure service.
Okay.
The resource that you will purchase in Azure is called a workspace collection. It's kind of similar if you're familiar with storage accounts. I'd say it's in line with a storage account. It's your top level resource. It has your API keys that you'll use for doing authentication. And then you pick which data center regions you want to be in. And then it has Power BI workspaces in it, N number of Power BI workspaces. Mm-hmm. And that's just an empty collection of these content, Power BI reports, Power BI dashboards, Power BI data sets. So you've made that PBIX file, that Power BI desktop file. Mm-hmm. You can use our APIs to provision that content into your workspace. Mm-hmm. In fact, you can use APIs, the ARM APIs, the Power BI APIs to do every step of this programmatically. So you can provision your entire application programmatically.
Seriously? That's pretty cool. Okay, so I can design these things manually, I can do it programmatically, and then the end user, I suppose I can control access to what they're allowed to see and what they're allowed to query.
Yeah, so for the end users, it was very important to us that if you have a way of authenticating your users, authorizing your users, mm-hmm. however you do that, we want you to continue to be able to use. So let's say you have your application, it has your users, it has your auth providers, and you're managing your permissions.
Right.
In Power BI embedded, you've created a workspace and some reports. Well, when you've created that workspace collection the first time, we'll create some API keys for you that you can actually go and you can copy into your application.
Store them
securely. And now you want to give, let's say, this user access to report one. What you do is you just start generating a JWT token, and you'll put some claims on there saying that this user can view report one.
What was that term you said there?
JWT, JWT token.
Right.
Java Web Token.
Right. So
you'll start creating that token. You'll put some claims on there, like the user can view, or actually not the user, it's the token can view report one.
Right, and the user has access to that token.
Yeah, the user gets the token, and you'll put some expiration time on here. And then what you're going to do is you're going to sign it with the API key and hand it off to the user. And the user's going to come try to access report one with us.
I see. And then that's the token that you used at the beginning when you said in the HTML helper, here's my token.
That's the token you use. They'll come to us with that token. We'll look and take the API keys that we have stored on our side, see if they match. If they do, we'll see if the claim's valid for what they want to do, and we'll see if the expiration's still valid. And if all checks out, they'll see report one. If you remove access to the user for report one, you mm-hmm. don't have to copy any metadata over to our service. Mm-hmm. You don't have to make any changes on our end. You just simply don't generate a token for them to view report one.
Very cool. And this was released at Build.
We released public preview at Build.
And people can go to PowerBI.
dev.powerbi.com if you want to learn more.
Okay. And I can start using this right away.
Start using it today.
This is very cool. We're learning all about Power BI embedded here on Azure Friday.